speed rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Like prolonged blinks of eyes side by side each other. I envision us sleeping together, though we cannot see each other. Your thoughts on my mind intoxicating. No labels, though I shouldn't operate machinery. My thoughts still construct visuals where mental intimacy takes place. Mental architecture rises above concrete thoughts. Sheets hug as if they were souls on city blocks shifting. My visual navigates closer to you, focused on your sexy frame as you cruise through my fantasies. Sex drive revved up, The rest of the world, out of sight, out of mind. I can't see myself going into work today as I oversleep to spend the rest of the morning with you.
give you peace of mind. Yes, it would. And you will see the sunshine. For real. Yes, you would.
And you'll get to free your mind.
It's late around 3, maybe 3:45. Full armored cops like SWAT bashing my door. A child of 16 lies dead with his dreams. Wrong house. Wrong house, a young rookie cop screams. The court never revealed the scene. Planted drugs in a home where all blood tests were clean. Cover-ups by the corrupt made it a legal bust. Court-appointed attorneys led to a 6-year journey. Those devil in blue have taken all that I love from me. So I learned from the interned and become criminally reborn. I get released from my grief with a heart that's still torn. I gather evidence from the trial. Put names and faces to the vial. I'm about to set up my own green mile. I repay favors and collect the debts. Those boys in blue are going to pay, but not just yet. My court-appointed lawyer, with his steel wet sheepskin, I took his entire family out. After I woke them, they were sleeping. That young rookie cop, with his brand new wife, had to watch with much distress as she was used all night. Wrong house, wrong house, we yelled as we left. Double tap, head and chest, now on to the rest. One by one, they were done in a manner most befitting. What was important in my life was gone. The lead kept on spitting. No repercussions for the jury. But the prosecutor was next. A cut brake line did the trick. Nothing too complex. The DA was filleted and hung on display on the judge's front lawn with this home that was sprayed. Wrong house, wrong house. What were they looking for? Around 3 a.m, maybe 3:45. One thing for certain. There'll be no more. I am Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Next artist.
Studying death from Mateo's lesson. I lost my daughter 4 years ago. So I've been studying death. And I realized that a good death is better than an evil life. So I strive to live, therefore, as long as I ought, not as long as I can. While life to others is worth more than death, and it is a duty to preserve it, my position is I pose a death pose while I'm asleep, only to find that I am not situated well, removing my head from my elbow and the drool. I awaken to find surprisingly that I was not positioned well. I turn to lie flat on my back and strike a new pose. I wanted to die as I have lived, positioned well, appearing to be ready in all ways that truly matter, because I know now that a good death is better than an evil life. In peace, more to be revealed.
Ever wish a dream to come true? Imagine the very best outcome, too. Have you ever flew away on hope's dreams? Ever removed the caged bird that sings your favorite redemption song? Pushing my goodness way past evil in this ride along, my anxieties are mapped out, detours distracting the King Kong in me. Even though sometimes I don't belong amidst these scorned women that don't breathe, the path ahead of me are like mountains. But who's counting all the haters doubting me? My happiness is just around the corner. This tearjerker of a story is a midnight burner. My loneliness gives me plenty of time to dissect my truth. Honestly, I miss my distractions cool, filling my mind with frivolous promises that never amount to proof. Truth is, I think I've fallen in love with my silence. Rhetorically seeking, I alone curbs my violence. One false move, and I'm through with you, won't do. Is loyalty a forgotten art, lost without a clue? I'm not perfect, nor are you. I just want to feel safe to be the real me, the true me, around my only boo. Cool and peace.
I want to love you like you miss me. Having you in my dreams sing, just fuck me. Knowing I could, I hope you don't mind my riding deep like you gave me permission. I won't stop until you ask me to. Until you are through with my intentions like you gave me this mission. I hope you don't mind, you see. We've shared passion reading each other. So much like me, I've dubbed you the new complicated passions. Intrigued by anticipation, I thought I should. My recollection, if I could, I would be a deeper reality like the ones in your dreams, saying your name, having it be my every whisper, your sensual being, every part of me. Yes, these pages written in stone, mind decisions, complicated passions, that be me, living these dark man blues, ancient times, loved differently, never letting go. Strong was the flow, like rivers we were giving. Do you feel me? Dark man blues. Next poet.
Sir Lawrence, what is it? I mean, what is it about the butt that makes us stop and stare? Is it because those twin cheeks move to a rhythm of their own beat, like calypso, or rumba, or tight and neat? That derriere that gives one pause and silence a room till it was time to applaud. Yes, applaud at how you could pour on a pair of jeans. Yes, applaud for the acrobats you had to perform just to get those jeans on. Those high pockets controlling our eye sockets like watching nervous jello or surround sound with things going everywhere. That ass said so nonchalantly but very purposefully displayed for eye candy, like we really understand the anatomy. This attribute has become more than an avocation, being shown audaciously with attitude, strictly for attention, inciting cries from the hounds while asking yourself, why do I act like that? And the hounds say, why must I feel like that? Now that you've been totally distracted and your eyes are fat, what you really wanted was that cat. Those butts come in all shapes and sizes, and some with surprises. So overstand this intrusion, because most times it's just an illusion. The real tail is in the walk. There's no misunderstanding there. Because if you really think about it, it has to stick out somewhere. In peace.
You are listening to Uprising Radio. Bring your peace, bring your peace, bring your
go
peace.
In, go in, go
grand
in,
peace,
go
grand in, peace,
go
grand
in,
peace,
go
grand
in.
Peace.
I wrote this piece that I'm going to call Your Boy. Your Boy. Your boy's been trying to get at me. Keeping me away from him will lead to us creeping. Every time I'm in the passenger seat in your vehicle, he's leaning forward so he can look around you and catch a glimpse of me. You see, I need you to understand that these thoughts of me and him are ocean deep. I want him to dap you up, smelling like me. It's the highest form of treachery. I want this release since you started the deceit, sleeping with familiar peeps like my coworker or the chick who sang next to me in our church's choir. Your second wife was even one of the moms from my daycare. See, you had no chill, so I gotta let you know that this is real. I vow to return the pain before I expire, and I'm allowing him to be intrigued by my sexy, fucking him whenever and wherever he lets me, lying next to you while sleeping peacefully, controlling the game as a mastermind. My sex is one of a kind. Let me introduce your boy as my new sex toy. I'm going to fill him with this joy repeatedly until sweaty. I need you to understand that he will listen to my heart's rapidly beat as he makes me complete with my toes curled and my hair dampened. I want you to learn in the streets how he chose me, startled that it was orchestrated by G. It ain't no fun when the rap's got done. Take notes, watch, listen, then learn. I'm about to be on one. And when I'm done, it'll actually be done. I'm Gina Storm. In peace.
On You Are My Mind. I find myself lost in a continuous tremor, still vibrating my unspoken thoughts. We, the reverb, the beat resonating higher than human sound. We are the rhythm between guitar strings, dancing off the motion of congos. I think back on daydreams of romantic notions, during evenings where I liked the idea of love. I loved love, blinked and was in love with love himself, while he denied love for me. Honestly, though it was vainly the same, I waited, even pushed the envelope for things to change. The old skin remembers the sins we repeatedly gave into. Violin sonatas, serenading bodies, entwined in throbbing heat, underneath crescendos, Baby, just thinking of you makes me that damn deep. Poetess April J. Next poet.
I woke up feeling out of control. My actions no longer mine. My words are slurring on this paper. My vision and perception of these things are cloudy. I don't know what's wrong with me. I went to sleep with clarity of what I needed to do. But then in the middle of the night, I read a poem you sent. Then how you was so full of regret of how things left off. With each word penetrated me slowly, each emotion you felt I now feel. Each thought you put into your poem is now controlling everything. It is as if you have infected me with a poetic parasite. I'm hungry for more of your poetry. I can't sleep because all I want to do is respond to it. But I refuse to give you that part of me. But it's too late. You have infiltrated my brain. Now all my words are mangled into yours. Your I'm sorry is now my forgiveness. Your regret is now my redemption. You say you can't see your life without me. Truth is, you've seen it, lived it, embraced it. It didn't work out for you, though, did it? That's why you're back. That's why you're showering me with gifts. Sweet nothings that are no longer facing or feeding my soul. It's just doing nothing but rotting it from the inside, hollowing me out. So you can wear that poetic skin as an armor against the element. The love being the fire, the hatred being the wind, the silence being the earth, the volume being the water. As a poetic parasite, you must realize this doesn't end well for you. I don't surrender myself to you. No, you can't inhabit me. No, you can't wear me. No, you can't drink me. No, you can't walk in my shoes. All that you're trying to steal from me, try and get your own, because I got a verbal vaccine to kill you before you gain access. Nice try, though, but I won't be your host. At this point, you're a parasite without a real home. So slink away, die away slowly. Leave me alone to live my life healthy and without your struggle and strife. Raven, the serial poet. Next poet, please.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I've developed strong muscular shoulders from insisting on carrying the world's weight upon them. I have creative and often innovative ways to bear burdens not my own. I bear them to the bone, but mine I bear, if at all, alone. My inconveniences are trivialized by the inclination to overdramatize, and so to my pen do I then turn my spin, pouring my heart out to a world that's paper thin. Fingers across the keys, a blur and a flutter, still agile with speed in them, the words flowing like butter, spoken from the soul like a hymn, bent but not broken, from the depths of depression upwardly floating, Sankofa glances through ink of old, long learned lessons from my tongue roll, sparked, I am lit, diamond shine hits, humbled by the mics on which I spit. Something within me continues to grow, continues to show, continues to glow. Something in me is all in with this pen, going in so deep that struggles, my friend. Topping from the bottom, not stopping till we got 'em. and that's at peace.
Control. Her life was fueled by abuse, near-death beatings, happiness fleeting. Some fool sits in a corner seething. You're on the phone too long. Why are you getting dressed? Where you going? You shout to church and big mistake. Internal prayers for your soul to take. Another bone breaks. Your twisted mister likes to fist your face. His taste, his likes, he might go off at any moment. And she owns it. Sound familiar? Hello, I can't hear you. Oh, I see. He's near you. Facebook policing you. Twitter too. Long leash, short leash. He's puppying you. Guppy in you, you're a fish bowl, ultimate control. That ass is the glass and your world's the water. Outside of that means your slaughter. You think you ought to change, escape that deranged, or be molded into weather suits his range. Security? Unsure. Family? Damn, you see? I just don't get it. You know all the signs and you still down with it. We all deal with some unfortunate circumstance, but when it comes to violence, I must raise my hand. Though this verbal stand may not affect you, it may reflect you. Resemble just a little close, maybe. Well, baby, it's too close for comfort. So I'm banging this drum for it. May send a signal to another individual. When you're told whom you should know, that relationship just turned bad for you. I am Joe the Rebel Artist. My dad's the next artist.
They want the rhythm, but not the blues. But the blues go hand in hand with our very own truths. Diamonds are made under pressure. Cultivated black coal shines better under stress. But I digress. Our melanated superpower have always withstood any test. We're the beings of the struggle, the victims of the blatant smuggle of our natural resources and treasured art. Coming, combing through the renowned essence for the better parts. Again, other cultures don't want this kind of pain. These are the reasons of why we sang in a soulful tone, and the blues resonate through our African bones, followed by the rhythmic sound of our ancestral drum. We know we'll overcome, because someone's gonna want some dancing lessons. They can surely see our blessed blessings without the memories of the horrid confessions. They take skills to dance under oppression. The spotlight shines bright if the content stays light. We supposed to be the winner in the fight. Consider the beast in the ring out of spite. The hunted ones run with a certain kind of might. We're a different breed of flight. On another level type, witness and embrace our hype, comedic relief for the monologues of strife. Trust me, you couldn't hold this drop mic. By all means, simulate the beautiful beauty, cutie. From the thick lips to the curvaceous booty, revere this like it's your duty, duly noted truly. You sure do love what your people have pillaged, even our inheritance of a victimized village. But tell me something, would you trade it all for your white privilege? In peace.
She was a motion picture I wanted to star in. Not just acting, I wanted that Dark Man Blues thing, Love of the Queen. I wanted to hero myself in, taking chances, loving her like she wants to be. So I told her, take this like you own me. Turn me out, no doubt I'm about this life, two souls becoming one. If it's you setting the scale for me, asking when my love's in need, speaking R.I.P. to the love I used to be addicted to. Yes, I found myself addicted. I had to drop digits. My wanting to hear sexy, damn, I wanted to taste it. Like a drug, it had me. It was like confirmation, and in another moment, I had to have it, making those pillows scream once again. To have her taking me deep like my dreams, calling my name, it's got me addicted. Next poet.
There was a full moon that cast everything in silhouette, so as to highlight the lit carpet that stretched out before us. From the pier, we sat looking at the midnight curtain hanging down into the waters as the reflective lights seemed to twinkle on the motion of the waves like notes on sheet music. The air had a velvety mist that made your skin tone feel silky as we watched the waves rise then thrusting into an explosion against the jetty, giving way to a foamy froth. Us coming together like this was like following the instructions on a Kool-Aid pack. I had the flavor. You brought the sugar. Then add water. The space between us almost feels fiery. Maybe we should have brought some ice. Could this be a picnic? As a comfortable thought of a furry kiwi center seemed to make my jeans feel too tight. But what made the night complete was when you asked me about my technique. Sir Lawrence, in peace.
I'm not myself when I'm hungry. I need to be satisfied. I want you to call me mommy while I call you daddy. I'm a sexual being, and I love that. I learned to delay and extend orgasms, and I needed to. Not every lover looks out for you. My first marriage, that was a tragedy. I assure you, we were not on the same wavelength when it came to sexuality. My every O was a solo, and that hubby wasn't even the homo. I'm not myself when I'm hungry, and I need to feed immediately. I'm insatiable. Let me show and tell you. I'm whoop hungry. That could describe it best. I'll become a dominatrix. I want us to have sex that's off the matrix, and I'll control the orgasm for us both, and you enjoy it. Come here, boy. I got you. I don't want a mere snack, and that's a fact. Multiple course meals is all that I'm into, I assure you. Walk around and make me hit you from the back. You'll be wondering what I did, what kind of black girl magic this is, or voodoo. I'll be on top of you doing yoga. Can you do it too? Don't worry about it. I got you. Just give in and allow it. You see, I'm wilding. I'm on your ass and I'm sexually freestyling, pushing the envelope. You'll propose marriage and want to elope. Think that I'm killing you softly. This is just erotic asphyxiation and you will supply the rope. Yeah, baby. Gee, sexually. Sorry, my body's throbbing. I'm calling you. You know what to do. I'll be the Snickers. Let me satisfy you. Gina Storm, in peace.
Open yourself to me. Will you allow me to entertain your mind where I can rest easy, freely, comfortably, Let me hold it in the palm of my hand, trace with my fingers every line of knowledge, acknowledge my presence beyond technicalities of physical rationalities, and mentally I will entice you, entrance you, entertain your mind me now if you please and understand words slipping from lips. Now your body is mine, contouring inside. I curve to every stroke, and conversations lie in mingling arms and cuddling legs, and welcoming, inviting they are, my legs, no, my eyes, my third eye, drinking your image into my own dome. If you can't comprehend, then I shall lend this bit of info to you. See, I have you, tangible, able to reach out and touch you. But possessing your mind, then I have all of you, an entire entity of mentality, spirituality, and physical needs. Haven't you ever heard if you have the mind, then you have that person? Anyone can have the body. Sex is not quarantine, but like an airborne disease. Will you give me a chance at a mental romance, releasing yourself to me tenderly? Can I be your lyric, strumming the chords of your mind, or your justice, poetically rhyming wisdom in your ear? Don't be afraid to allow me inside. Don't be afraid to allow me. Don't be afraid to allow. Don't be afraid to. Don't be afraid. Don't be. Don't. Poetess April J. Armstrong, next poet.
So the woman that finally ends my stint is never married. If I could be frank while still being Randy, I am not the easiest person to get along with. See, I've been played in more ways than actual catalog relationship games, and I've been that deer stuck in the headlights gaze like you swore that you loved me, but how did it not really happen that way? See, I spied as you denied, and I was the only one that would sit into your life, and as tears fell, sacralized music and lights, my insides cradled you with comfort because my dumbness still feels like you hurt. Just isn't right. But I like life, life, but the echoes from my hollow plans. Then I subscribe for latent, it's empty with enough space only for these knives. Blood droplets, my soul catching, but I'm snatching patches of my collapse and heat to be padding for your landing because you once said that you were falling for me. That irony while lying to me, veracity and mind question because I easily fell for it. But how did I become wrong for the things that you were doing all along? Your bandages to these bullet wounds becoming intimate and orgasmic increments. You finished with how bad you felt, but it didn't. And I didn't get it to three wipes and 10 to self-inflicted blemishes, but I loved you. I took time to look at it every side of your twisted mind and the lies monopolized my time, so that's why you always felt a few steps behind. I was pleading in part screaming that you would have a heart but be decent, so you took mine to darken the reason to show completely with cameras and red carpet is to never show my wounds nor my bleeding. But my meaning, though, I was sinking, I coped. It was still provoked and with an inkling of hope. The greatest force alive is unbridled love. I was taking my time. Please just ease my mind. I'm warning you, I can't start all over again. But that's just a warning. King's Cadence, a.k.a. Heavy Hathaway, and peace.
Unless the saucers have landed and they're on some Scarface shit, something's rotten on Penn Avenue, and Orange Julius has everything to do with it. little green men cooking Soylent Green with brown babies to spice things up. Meanwhile, somewhere in Mar-a-Lago, drinking up taxpayer dollars like a marshmallow guzzling cocoa. And we know how this goes. Hell, we've seen all the sci-fi shows and books and movies. They practically taught us in Technicolor that the first to die was a brother. And this is where we should all look. Because in the end, the real culprit was government cut up and one fucking crook. When the curtain is pulled and the end is nigh, will the devilment be revealed in time? Will we hang from the edge of our seats, wrapped, as the villain revealed is some Captain Obvious shit, only to discover that fourth curtain where we are the main attraction? If Earthlings land, if non-Earthlings land, and ask to meet our leader, will Obama act as surrogate? That's at peace.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Last call. No host bars. Last call.
Niggas in the point ain't changed. Niggas in the point ain't changed. Yeah.
From the get-go, y'all hear my shit go with Andre. Can your punk ass come out to play safe? Stay in your little hole, then coward duck your head. You don't know who you be fucking with, you better off. That is what I say, best run the other way in case the physical breaks down. Y'all can break now. My kitchen full of heat, if you can't take the tip, make yourself accept. Pussy footing around, be getting y'all nowhere but stuck. Nowhere to duck, bullets fine, niggas die by getting blasted. How drastic, they got the nerve to ask me why I do the things I do. I got the nerve to serve you up just like a way to do, but nah, I take that back, that's my problem. Turning and walking away just ain't gonna work when they be robbing. As long as big watch the living, never standing by my lonesome. Step up, nigga, if you want some.
Yeah, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We having a smoke out in a dungeon with a Mary Jane. It's just a pimp, players, make daddy. East Point, it's all about that sense in your chest. It's a joint. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We having a smoke out in a dungeon with a Mary Jane. It's just a pimp. Yes, make that East Point. It's all about that sense in your chin.
Well, nigga, you softer than silicone. Used to bump up pits. Sit that nigga down in the dungeon with them playeristic hits. Yeah. I'm quick to stop a sucker flow like menopause and fits. See, original ghetto bastard, so now I make the switch. I used to see a dope, but in 1994, we'll make a southern playeristic Cadillac music. But see, these voices in my soul has got me reminiscing about the days back when me mammy had to work a kid. She had me making better grades to make a better life, but I never had no love or respect. Cause we gon' be a ride. I ran the streets and broke my curse because I gave a shit. I carry guns and butcher knives cause I was steadily in the mix, yeah. It was so hard to say goodbye, I'm a man now. I'm at the end of my street, so it's time to take my stand now. I called a while because it's time to take the street. So if you ain't got the vertebrae, you're big enough nuts be free. I'm ready to wear them up like cereal. Just an international player coming through your stereo.
Ain't no time but a chicken wing. We're having a smoke out in the dungeon with a Mary Jane. It's just a pimp.
Smack daddy, it's point.
It's all about that sense in your chest. It's a joint. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We stepping the smoke out in the dungeon with a Mary Jane. It's just a pimp.
Smack daddy, it's point.
It's all about that sense in your chest.
It's a joint.
3, 5, 7 to your foe. Head, there'll be more. Dead, cause I'm a pro.
care, but Lord forgive me. I got to keep my melee right beneath me. Might not be doing fine until these niggas wants to clear me off my street. But in my hood, they hollering ghetto. Don't got no neighbors, they hit the pipe and never let go. But I feel for them like Shaka Khan feel for you. Ain't shit that we can do but rest in peace for a roof on the concrete. Remember when we randy? Remember at the party when we served them niggas dandy? They know not to test us, test me, do me, try me. Dripping with that drama, my Beretta's right beside me. One is in the air and one is in the chamber. Y'all ask me what the fuck I'm doing, I'm releasing anger. Quick to dodge danger, I'm taking it one day at a time. I got the fattest dimes around my way. You can sway with Andre, I'll take it to the hojo, bitch. Just to let you know, yeah.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We having a smoke out in the dungeon with a Mary Jane. It's just a player, make that each point. It's all about that tips in your chest. It's a joint. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We having a smoke out in the dungeon with a Mary Jane. It's just a pimp player, make that each point. It's all about that tips in your chest.
It's on my friend, on the road again. I'm traveling, do more than 65 on 85 up in my Cadillac. I got that nigga Dre, he riding shotgun. Ain't got my pump under my 60s, Casey Junkers wanna have some fun. I do it if I have to bust and cap with this Tahita loading. Clip up after clip, and back of my gate if I feel it. The Glock, the gas, the knot, the heater. See, I be busting caps like Miami busting speakers. So how do you figure that big Bobby's get the blast? That you're supposed to be the quickest drama man, well, hell, I'm fast. A 1, 2, 3, you need to think about the future before I shoot your ass and dilute your blood with lead. From a hollow to I send you to an early grave. You fucking slave, you better try another way to take me out. It's truly something difficult, don't even run up on me unless you want your brain blown. I'm out of bullets, letting loose my last clip. I'ma kick you in your ass and your nigga get killed the whip. Yeah, that's how I do it. You know that's how I do it.
It's all about that sex in your chest. It's a joint. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. We stopping the smoke out in the dungeon with a Mary Jane. It's just a pimp player's make that East Point. It's all about that sex in your chest.
Yeah. And it don't stop and it don't quit to the motherfucking the organized noise. PA Goody Mob, Big Gift, and all the niggas around the East Point way. Charlie Park is really on the map. We coming around Atlanta and the niggas are really strapped with the motherfucking guns and the motherfucking blocks. The eaters, the gas, nigga, don't get it, don't stop.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
The darkness that lives in every man's soul. There's a heart that beats behind the surface. There's a mind that thinks without purpose. Caring is a forced emotion as well as love. Is it all worthless? Detached from the feeling of belonging. A smile is only muscle control calling. Living is a learned reflex. I have 20/20 vision through rose-colored specks. Nights alone with thoughts of killing that urge to kill. Nights alone with thoughts of downing that bottle of pills. Families and inconveniences as well as friends. Attracted to the feeling of being alone never ends. Sleep is more rewarding than those personal interactions. Tossed on a stage of life to be a thespian. Yet I can't act and I'm no more suited for this role than you or whoever pays that toll. Life without a plan is like dice on a felt mat, man. Or tossed about under a street-lit alleyway. It's a crapshoot, it's a roulette wheel. And you gotta pay to play. This game of chance, man, is forced to take man where he don't want to go. And when the bow breaks and the bodies pile up, then the whispers claim he was always a little strange. The whispers claim he was a family man. Records show more often than not a life of conformity. These abnormalities, these thoughts are taunting me. Man records his nightmares. his fears are shed. His ungodly urges, those excessive splurges, those never out of the open, unspoken, deviant things, things that would surely shock a few human beings. Repressing and stressing with no relief, we placate the mind into forced happiness belief. Rules, laws, and those Ten Commandments suppressing man's natural elements. This mental containment, this devil's lament rarely spent, just pent up and bent up into a breaking point. Shit, let me get this joint. Man runs with mufflers and suffers, never fully exhausting. Man runs with restricted plates, never fully breathing. But what is it costing? Beware the constant smile. Beware the constantly wanting to help a child. That ever-present shoulder to cry on and rely on. Beware the perceived good life. There's a void in some. Some are filled with unstable material, often literal, very visceral, but even still. We are all two-sided. What side do we hide before we kill? I am Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Next artist.
I want to kiss the bullshit out of you. She says, for real, boo? Yes, this kind of passion will be all new to you. Let's make plans to gaze in each other's eyes. We should be snuggle buddies sometimes. And if it rides, let it rise. I would love to hold you in the spoon position. Whisper in your ear my mission. Let my baritone bass rattle off your eardrum. Hope you succumb to the rubbing of my wet tongue. For real, babe, that would be fun. I like to feed your soul my positive energy, root you on to complete all your dreams, motivate your mind, encourage your unique style, be the contributing factor of your biggest smile. I'll be your listening ear without judgment or bias, I swear. Your tears are my tears, and that's a motherfucking problem. Watch how we'll solve them. Right here with this pillow talk amidst these cotton sheets. For real, baby, that sounds so sweet. I know what you're thinking, talking sheet. Believe me when I tell you you're gonna love me. The things I'll say, my actions you'll see. This love will be the root of our everlasting tree. You're the only rose in this garden, and that's for damn sure. The only emerald jewel so brilliantly and pure. Take your medicine, baby. I'm your only cure. In peace.
You know, like the floor work of gymnastics and doing the figure eight. Pole vaulting with the breaststroke and muff diving. Now that one, we have to qualify. It's a special treat because if you know what to eat, the love juice is sweet. She came into my world ready to compete. Like any good workout, you should loosen up first. So I massaged her body from head to toe while listening to the smooth sounds from the CD that was purposefully put on repeat. Then after the honey does, we were already on the mark, moving to ready, set, go. I was telling that little man how good she was with the mic when she looked at me and said, come here. Now, it might have been the pregame show, but I took it to mean it was time for a rim shot. She was past set. She wanted to go, go, go. I said, take it easy, baby. I'm not the kind of lover that runs for the covers, so you can have more fun while I'm asleep. Besides, there's too many sensations you're missing out on while trying to hurry and get to that, which is coming anyway. Just like a bar of soap, some of them look good, some even smell good, but you really don't know what you have until you work with it, and it starts to lather. When you get the lather really going good, it can get very slippery. You can set it in a soap dish and go put on a fresh CD. Come back, and it's still lathering. And just like surfing, when you feel the wave coming, it's when you ride on the wave as it's coming in to get the true sensation. This is not for the trophy game. This is for the instant replay. Sir Lawrence, in peace.
Free verse 15. I do more than dream about you. I inhale you to see if you have turned to vinegar and find you an aged wine true to taste. My dome begins to roam from an intoxicating percentage of your loving, and I continue to sip from your lips till I can drink no further. Poetess April J. Next poet.
Bring your peace, bring your peace, bring your
go
peace.
In,
go in,
go
in,
peace,
in,
peace,
in,
peace,
in, peace.
Witnesses are left in the midst of my stress. 10,000 degrees of MCs mentally freeze in the presence of ME. Stage set. Welcome me. Give me back the microphone. You refugee. Speak from your heart, don't be free, but be condemned and consumed by what you were supposed to be. Everything is evil until you show goodness. And when goodness has arrived, do you see the agony, the rejection, the neglect, and then you realize that you are just a skip back there. You were just something that was meant to be walked on, something that was a giver but never learned how to receive. Then poetry begin to find a brother in the hood, found a brother in the church, and then poetry refound brother in O. So the flow was never meant to be supersonic. It was made to be a sooner, yet it made to be open. Spoken chosen words were never meant to be frozen unless you left it in the freezer. Summertime is always hot. It's like looking for a shiver of that person when they stuttering. And everything that you thought you heard was just a misconception of what you believed in. I mean, you're choking on your own words because your words never had substance. You're looking for love in all the right places, but they're not looking for you. It's amazing how everything that you thought was possible becomes impossible. It's amazing when everybody becomes incarcerated. They're still incarcerated in a prison, even though they walk with this thing called freedom, the land of the brave. What's brave about this land that is consumed with such evil deeds, looking to devour you and me just for the higher principalities that's not even here.
amazing how we say I love you, but they're just words. They flush down the toilet just like the manure, and they don't come back. You're looking for something, but they're not looking for you. It's not looking for you because it can't find you because you don't know who you are. One minute you're talking about the greatness of poetry, then you talk about the evil about it. You talk about making love, and then you talk about the erotic of it. Then you mix it up like intoxicated liquor mixed with some coke, and now you're a pornography poet. And then you're in grandpa's rocking chair saying, man, I just blew it. And peace.
My wolves grow hungry. Both growl within, each fed from day to day, each growing more gray. Fake news, reparations long forgotten, dragging around the blues of the all too often misbegotten plan for better days, thrown around every which way. What successes we reach are short-lived and ill-fated, rejected in a world that our blood, sweat, and tears created. The light within fights to shine against the shadows that encroach the very society that is above reproach, less human than human by all accounts, yet we're extra by existence. And the proof is in our resistance to chains of all kinds, to body, soul, and mind. Though many have been designed with explicitly our captivity in mind. Good and bad are a matter of perspective. What is evil to the whip swung, non-consensually abrupt, is the enough that is enough to the dark skin when it disrupts the arc of the swing and the intended sting. When the way of things leaves only songs of sorrow to sing, which one do you feed? To which voice do you heed? When collective souls need to be freed, when one drop sends ripples dancing, who remembers which wolves thirst first? Survival is instinctual. This reality is far too factual to resist the wild's known call to rise before the fall. Who gets the biggest piece, if any piece at all? Which one do you feed when the want is now a need? Do they fight for spiritual scraps? Are your soul's pantries tapped? No, not likely. You see, it's the hand that feeds that is the hand that they heed. Good or bad depends on your view, so long as your wolves are not feeding on you. And that is that piece. Thank you.
something so sweet and funky, where you can feel it floating through your soul. The sooner you show up, babe, the sooner you have a groove for me to hold. Oh, oh, oh. Well, but you gotta come and see me, babe.
Good.